Very good, Baruch Hashem. Okay, Mishnah Gimel. Okay, Antigonish East. This is, by the way, a really, really controversial Mishnah. Let's be good. Okay?
I like it.
He flinched first. You'll like this one. You'll also like this one, but you flinch first. Okay? Antigonish Isocho Kibel Mishima Natsadik. I'm just pointing something out. Just pointing it out. Okay, I don't know exactly what. This is the first time we see Kibel since Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Past Mishnah, we did not see Kibel. Just pointing it out. Okay, but anyway, I don't know what that means, but I'm just pointing it out. Antigonish Isocho Kibel Mishima Natsadik.
What's
Sucho? Sucho is a place. You meant from Sucho. They have a place in New York called Soho. I believe it is named after this particular place, although I could be totally wrong. Okay? Who Haya Omer? He used to say the following thing. No? Altiu ke'avadim ha-mishamshim etarav. Do not be like slaves worshipping the master. Al-manas le-kabal pras. On the condition to receive a reward. Ella. And here it comes. You should be servants that service the master, not on the condition to receive a reward.
You can get something, but not on the condition of reward. He didn't say nothing. He said not a reward.
Right. Not on the condition to get a reward. First is, don't be like one who is on condition to get a reward. Second statement is, rather be like one that services the master, not on the condition to get a reward. Meaning, if you get a reward, great. If you don't get a reward, okay. Like, you know.
Also, there may be other things that you can definitely have intention to get that aren't on those terms. I can't think of specific examples right now.
I mean, it's like, I'm
probably more Ruchnius related things.
But. Okay, so I'm not sure you're referring to. All right. Good. We'll get to that. But I'm saying, so just to give an example, I'm going to put on tefillin tomorrow morning. Why? Not because of tefillin, all the crazy scar I'm going to get. No, I'm going to put on tefillin. You get scar, great. No good scar. All right, that's good too. I just want to serve Hashem. That's the objective. Yeah, the crazy thing. Yeah. Okay. All right. Vehi mor shemayim aleichem, and the fear of heaven should be upon you. Okay. So first of all, before we even get to Rabbi Yonah, this last part of the Mishnah is totally extra. If someone has an eraser, maybe I would chas shalom try to rub it up. Man, what is it here for? The fear of heaven should be upon me. Apparently I'm supposed to be like a servant servicing the master. Not on the condition to receive a prize. I guess I have some sort of fear from anyone. If I expect, like, all right, like if you have, like, you know, like, you know, right, like you go up to your boss, and be like, so I did a really good job with that last project. Oh, it's not gonna go. No one ever does that. Sometimes they're like, you know, they're like, they're very meekly, like, you know, they come like as if they're davening from an esrei to the boss, like, you know, I was wondering if I could, you know, raise, like, you know, that's like huge, and like they're like dying inside, right? And the boss says no, or be like. You know, maybe we'll look over the quarterly reports and forget about it, and then there's that 1%. Look, you know what? An extra 5 cents an hour. And then, you know, of course, it goes crazy with happiness. But in any case, see what I'm saying? Like, the Mishnah seems to be telling you that there is fear anyway, to some extent, right? You can't be azistic enough to service the master on manas the kabel pras and condition to receive reward. You have to be, like, just servicing the master, stunned. Reward, no reward, it shouldn't matter to you. Okay, so why do I need to be told by the Mishnah? Oh, by the way, the fear of heaven should be upon you. It seems totally extra. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Ready? Okay. Look, the Rabbi Yonah. Okay. So taking Yisachol kibel mashima tzadik kol yomer al tiu kibel mamsham shemesarav amanas kam pras she'im zo avod shleima. Because by definition, this is not a complete service. She'ein osu b'shvil rabo ach lekabel pras. Because he's not doing it for the master; rather, he's doing it for the reward. Can someone explain that to me, please?
He's doing it for the reward. He's doing the action not to serve Hashem. He's doing it for himself.
The master's not selfish.
Isn't
the master giving a reward?
But he's still doing it for his benefit. Yes, the reward is coming from the master, but he's not doing it for the source of the reward.
Point.
He's doing it for his point.
Show me a parallel. Give me a physical parallel. Hashem isn't physical. So give
doing
me a parallel.
Some kind of chesed that has zero return to you, both physically.
No big return. But he's saying don't service the master on the condition to receive a reward, because if you do, it's not a full avodah.
You make it tonight with Hashem.
No, I hear you. No, you're right. I'm saying bring it down to the earthly level. Show me an example of an avodah that's not complete. Okay, boss to an employee, husband, wife, father, kid, friend.
So let's say an employee works his extra hours. not to help the company run, but obviously, so you can get more money for the after hours.
Boom, that's pretty much it. People don't work. I mean, there are people like that.
There are. I mean,
there's people like that. But there are people that are exactly what you said. When you're logging the hours at work, not for the company, you're doing it for the money. So you're not really servicing the company, you're really serving yourself, right? You said that almost befairish, I think. It was one of you. So that was exactly right. That's all he's saying. If you're... There's two types of service. Don't like say like, oh, come on, but I'm already servicing Hashem anyway. So the fact that I want a prize is not bad. You're right, it's not bad, but it's not the best because you're really not servicing Hashem. You're kind of just servicing that thing that you want. You just want something. Okay, here we go. Here comes the statement, okay? Now let's see if you all see it. It's very subtle, okay, but it's big. See his girsa. Ela havu ke'avadim ha'misham shemes harav. Almanas Shalola Kabal Pras. Who sees the change in Gersa? And what does it mean?
You.
Shimmy, you're smart. No. Come on.
I have to contrast it here.
Shalom.
I'm listening.
Shalola Kabal Pras.
Versus.
Shit. Here. You come in the Kabel Pras.
No, Elo and El. No. Whoa.
Oh, 1 second. Now I'm confused.
I'm Shin.
Ela.
Petros?
Kabel. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. What do you see?
It says Shalom Kabel Pras, and here it says the Kabel Pras.
Nisht.
Is
no.
Is it a wording thing? What are you looking for?
What? The wording. The wording is different. Not the
there's
spelling.
There's a word here that he says that the Mishnah doesn't.
No, no. He says all the words. He just moves words. Here. Let's do it together. Come. In the Mishnah it says, Ela havu kavadim ha-misham semesa rav shelo.
Oh, shelo. He puts shelo in a different place. He puts it before or after Amina.
Okay, so what does that mean? Okay, watch. This, I'm not just complaining. This actually changes everything.
Oh, no, here. This one, it's shelo al menat, and it's not on the condition.
Versus?
And this is here, it's on the condition that he does not get it.
Okay, so explain outside. Very good, Parrot. Explain. Jesus, I love this guy. Okay, come on. Explain it outside. He's going to explain.
And the Mishnah
this,
is
the
saying...
Mishnah, the Girsa we have, what is it saying?
The Mishnah is saying that he shouldn't do it on the condition that he wants to get the pras.
Meaning, neither either or. If he gets a reward, great.
Right,
reward,
he shouldn't do it on the condition that he will. And here it's saying he should do it on the condition that he won't get it whatsoever.
Oh, come on.
Okay, that's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
That should all make you jump out of your seats. Okay? Adekach. Okay? That the beginning of non-orthodoxy started from this Mishnah, from this line. This is possible. This
they
is
interpreted wrong,
this is the line that made people go off the derech.
That's nice to know.
Okay. This that is the line. The Rambam says.
Okay.
Oh come on, you're better. I don't know. You're better. I know. But anyway, Antigonus Yisocho had he was huge and he had two. Well, he had many students, but he had two big students that flipped the opposite direction. What happened? You're sitting in the shir, and he said, you know, you should service the master on the condition that you don't receive reward. And they walked out, both of them, in the middle of shir, furious. Like, in the middle. And he wanted to explain, as we will, but they were just completely distraught. The master would only say such a thing if there was no reward.
You mean possibly, the reward must be you're supposed to earn it?
No, they're still saying, the master would only be saying this if there was no reward. So since the reward, then why are we doing this? And they both said, okay, well, what's a way to, like, get ahead in life then? And they said, well, we're Jewish, and we're really, really respected in rabbinical circles. Let's start a religion that people will just like more. Well, we're not going to start something in Judaism. That'd be ridiculous. So, okay, fine. Well, let's try to find a way to take care of the temple. Let's take over the temple. And they did! Siddukim. They took over the temple, okay? This was
Romans
the...
Romans liked them, right? Give them power.
Tons.
Yeah.
Okay? This was the line that started non-orthodoxy. That started just going from the Torah Shebichlav, not the Torah Shebaal Peh. Because it was because if you think about it, it's impossible. Well, everyone's going to talk about the possibility, impossibility, but at first it just seems insane. How could you possibly serve someone the condition to not receive reward? That's beyond
no
Teva.
Point of the, yeah, it's not human nature.
It's beyond human nature, right?
You don't do something knowing that you won't get a reward.
There's no such thing as unconditional love. I know, like, people, like, say this really cutely in the secular world, but it really doesn't exist. Trust me. Okay? You know why you like somebody? Because they give you something. Maybe she just looks good, but she's giving you something. Right? It might be as simple and as shallow as that, but she's still giving you something. Okay? So all love is conditional. Okay? And it goes both ways. My kid. My kid, when he was born, did nothing but cry, because they can't even smile. They just cry and go to sleep for 18 hours a day. That's all they do. But I love them so much. Why? Because he existed, and that made me happy. So that's why I loved him. See? People think, again, like, it's all like this new age where everybody is just like so happy and everybody has to be good. Yeah, so when everybody here is growing up, so all of you know this probably. Okay, no, that's not how the world works. There's a social economy. There's an emotional economy. Okay? Pluses and minuses. Someone offers you something, someone gives you something, you feel a little bit better. Okay? There's no such thing as unconditional love. So I'm supposed to exactly serve Hashem when I am going to be servicing him in the way on the condition to not receive anything. That is my relationship with God. That, by definition, is a relationship that cannot harbor love. It is an empty relationship, if it can even exist.
Maybe something.
At first blush.
Okay, maybe something about that everything you, from this perspective that you do in the world, can't be on an asakala pras that you haven't already gotten.
Wait, say again?
Pas prasim are okay.
Okay, so,
like, in other words, what has been done for
did
us?
Did you just hit on the head?
Okay, so,
our tools that we've been given are enough.
I would say that there's two major, like, points to, like, get at, and you just got one of them. Okay, good. We're going to talk about that. Excellent. Good. Give him a high five. Or a low five. Whatever the heck that's called. Anyway. Okay? So we're going to talk about that. Good? Is this good enough? All right. Awesome. Is that like good? Okay, good. All right.
I had a double take for a second.
Okay. Yesh Omrim. The Rabbi Yonah says, She'ein la'avodat Hashem al manas shel kal v'pras. One should not. Not that one should. One should not service Hashem on the condition to not receive a reward. Don't do that. Because man cannot, by nature, he's trying to say, do the mitzvos on the condition, like with the knowledge, that he's not going to receive a reward. So out. What is that?
Yeah.
I'm joking. Anyway, so, but do you hear what I'm saying? Okay, yeah. It is against human nature. So therefore, someone should not try to do that. Okay? Ella, Hachi Garcinan. We have to change the Mishnah, they say. And if you notice, our Mishnah has changed. Doesn't mean our Mishnah is that the Gersa he has is wrong, but again, that's what, so people just didn't know. So therefore, the Gersa has to be like this. Shilo amanas the kalpras. One should serve as Hashem, not on the condition to receive the word. Either or is good. Shilo yasem mitzvah shilo pras. One should not do the mitzvah in order to receive a reward. Afal pishi ishto lachshov, even though he can think, kischar yelo chelef avodato, that indeed he will be getting a reward afterwards, but he's not doing it on the condition for the reward. Serve the company, not necessarily for the money, because you like working, you like servicing the company. If you get a reward, great. If not, not. But you know that you're getting a salary. Okay? And by the way, thinking about it more, I don't think that's a shallow thing. On the surface, I'm sure.
No, but also if you're just servicing to let's say you're just working to service the company, you're still getting something out of it. You're getting the pleasure of helping the company.
Okay,
there's always something coming out of it.
Oh, okay. No, so good point.
But like here, there's nothing even coming out of it because you can't even tell. Like you're just doing these things and you see no benefit.
Exactly. Company, like you feel like you're going forward.
It's annoying you.
There's a whole lifestyle that you get from serving God.
Richard Sosis. You know that is. One of my favorite researchers ever. His name is Richard Sosis. He's wonderful.
Richard Sosis.
He wrote a phenomenal, I think it's like 80 pages, but it's, if anybody has, it's phenomenal. I loved it.
It's how many pages?
80 something
pages.
But it's very, very academic. It's a little terse, but it's good. Richard Sosis wrote a wonderful essay on the economy of religion. And it was on this point, which, well we're going to, you know, no, I'm jumping the gun. Let's talk about it in its place. I'm sorry, you just got me excited. Anyway. Aval nira lomar ki girsa tatsfram hu ikar. But the Rebbeinu Yonah says back, nope. Right, my girsa is good. You should serve Hashem on the condition that to receive reward. So now the Rebbeinu Yonah has to like prove what he's saying makes sense, right? Shavot the kusim ratzin b'bnei adam. He says because people actually do that. I'm going to find you examples. He says when I was reading this, I was like, really? Okay.
Please.
Okay, ki ha'eved miknat kaspo, because a slave, one that's bought, like they're really, like they're you know, captured. This used to happen all the time, like 150 years ago. Capture a slave. He's told the others, you need to sell him on the market. Right? He has no life at that point. He will never, ever be freed. He is just $100, and someone bought him for $100, and that is the rest of his life.
Is that what the puzzle is telling us to be?
No! Slow. Good, Shimp. You're always a step ahead of the game. He is obligated, and he does, okay, service his master on the condition not to receive anything.
No, but his he's never is living.
Oh, okay.
If he doesn't
good.
Live, he dies.
Good.
If
good.
He doesn't work, he dies.
Is that a reward, or is that just the absence of punishment?
That's life. That's before.
But that's still an absence of punishment. Can still be a reward.
That's reward.
Think of that. I mean, that's the thing about it. His
what?
Reward.
That's
is
what I meant by
you get props.
No. Exactly. No. I hear. No. I know what you're saying. I know. No. What you're saying is very good. We're going to talk about it for sure.
Right, we're saying the same.
No. I understand. But what I'm saying is to categorize it like that.
Okay.
Okay. But
categorize what? What is considered a reward is lack of punishment.
Yeah. So there. Here. Let me put this. There is negative reinforcement, positive reinforcement,
and psychology
and punishment. Okay. All right. Positive reinforcement.
Yeah. I remember
conditioned responses.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Positive. Yes. Positive reinforcement.
If you do something good.
I'm sure people know what my bachelor's is in. But in any case, positive my degree was in psychology. Positive,
oh, really?
Yes. Positive. I was we'll talk about it every time.
It's
fine. Positive reinforcement. I was in bio also. I did last time. Positive. Positive reinforcement is the adding of a reward. That is a reward. Okay. Negative reinforcement is the absence of a punishment. It is not considered a reward. It's not a reward. It's the absence of it.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Is it really?
No, it does the same thing.
Okay,
it
might do this. Practically, yes.
Yeah. You can only
but
have
psychologically, absolutely not. That's why there's two different terms.
In this universe, you can only
Because positive reinforcement could have been either they could have, and they do this all the time. Under positive reinforcement is either the adding of a reward or the absence of a punishment. But no. They split it up. Okay, there's positive reinforcement and negative reinforcement, and they both mean totally different things.
Right.
And what's very irritating, is that tonight our time's up, and we're going to have to come back to this next week. Okay, here's going to be the trick, though. We're going to come back, and we're going to jump right into it. Okay? This way, we're going to finish it.
But
until next week, you have to all intelligently, like, really go through this. Try to figure out answers to this. You're really on to this. You're really, really, really onto this.
I just think these are kind of vague terms. Like, let's say negative reinforcement. That only works if you're given an initial gift.
Okay, so you're Socratic. Okay, fine. You want to go for Socratic definitions? That's fine. Okay, but
I just think
even
the puzzle is very loose.
Beseder.
I understand.
Shimmy, you're right. And what you're saying is intelligent, but I know, meaning you can do better than that.
Okay.
You can redefine it if you want. That's Beseder. But at the end of the day, look at psychologically how you think. Okay, how does this affect people? The terms of economy award versus absence of punishment. How does that affect people? How does that affect the psychology? Right. And then come back to me and tell me why working for Hashem for all these different models might make a difference in terms of how the relationship we're supposed to have for Hashem. But next time I do plan on finishing this. And these scribbles are not for nothing, so hopefully we will get to this. Okay? Try it. Good job, guys.